You are listening to the Mary Baker Eddy Libraries article, The Christian Science Hymnal, History, Heritage, Healing. Chapter 4, The Work of Lyman Brackett. Born in Charlestown, Massachusetts, Lyman Foster Brackett, 1852 to 1937, was an organist, music teacher, and composer. At age 19, he took a job with Oliver Ditson & Co., a Boston music store and music publisher, where he worked until the mid-1880s. In 1886, that company published Brackett's first musical composition, a short choral piece titled Christmas Carol. He married Alma Norton, a fellow musician, in 1892. She was a cousin of the opera singer Lillian Nordica, herself a concert singer. During their marriage, the Bracketts appeared together on the concert stage. They had one daughter, Elsa Norton Brackett, born in 1895. Brackett's interest in Christian Science may have resulted from the location of his music teaching studio at 152 Tremont Street in Boston. This address also housed Chickering Hall, the auditorium where followers of Mary Baker Eddy's New Religion began holding their meetings in 1885. Always attentive to the quality of music played in those services, Eddy took notice of Brackett. She requested his participation in various events, planned to raise money for a Christian Science church building in Boston. In 1886, the scientists bought land in the Back Bay District, which would eventually become the site of the Mother Church, the first Church of Christ Scientist. The March 1887 Christian Science Journal reported on a concert planned to help the fundraising effort. Reverend Mrs. Eddy will address the National Christian Scientist Association meeting of April 13th, and at the close of the meeting, there will be a concert in aid of the Church Building Fund, under the management of Lyman Brackett, C.S. The program gives the following talent: Mrs. E. Humphrey Allen, soprano; Miss Gertrude Edmonds, contralto; Mr. C.N. Allen, violinist; Mr. Wolf Fries, violin, cellist; and Mr. Lyman Brackett, pianist. Such a bill cannot fail of filling the house. The price of admission will be $1. The hall is not yet decided upon. All would more than willingly pay the amount to hear our teacher, and our Western as well as Eastern friends will appreciate this coterie of able artists, dear to the Boston heart, who are doing so much for our cause. On May 4, 1887, Eddy requested that the Christian Scientist Association make Brackett an honorary member, in gratitude for all he had done for the young church. There is no record of his ever having joined the Mother Church, although in his letters to Eddy, he spoke of himself as a Christian Scientist. Eddy asked Brackett to compile the first edition of the Christian Science Hymnal, published in 1892. See Chapter 2. He was also editor of the hymnal's 1898 revision. As part of this work, he composed alternate tunes to most of the hymn texts included in the first edition. Of note, he composed settings for three of Eddy's poems, Feed My Sheep, Communion Hymn, and Christ My Refuge. Ultimately, most of his tunes were dropped, including Hymn 1 below, see Chapter 3. Eddy's correspondence with Brackett between 1887 and 1892 documents her desire that he compose music to Feed My Sheep. He also produced two solo arrangements for that poem, making it the first of hers to be published as a solo for use in Christian Science church services. The March 1888 Journal reported on a christening service for children, which Eddy presided over as pastor. It took place on Sunday, February 26, 1888, included the singing of hymns, and ended with the solo for Feed My Sheep that featured words by Eddy and music by Brackett. Chickering Hall was crowded February 26 for a service which has long been desired by many of the members of the church. After a hymn, scripture reading, Lord's Prayer, and another hymn, I think when I read that sweet story of old, 29 children, including a few babes, were led to the platform and placed in semicircles. Reverend Mrs. Eddy then moved about slowly among them. From each, she received a card on which was written the child's name. Raising her hands over each in turn, she then repeated the name and very slowly and emphatically pronounced this blessing. May the baptism of Christ with the Holy Spirit cleanse you from sin, sickness, and death. No water was used in the rite, but it was nevertheless impressive and resembled a union of the ordinary service of infant baptism with the confirmation service of the Episcopal Church. After this address, Mrs. E. Humphrey Allen sang one of Mrs. Eddy's hymns, music by Lyman Brackett, addressed to the Good Shepherd, "Feed My Sheep." The collection was then taken as usual, and also as usual, the congregation very slowly dispersed. Brackett lived for the rest of his life in Boston. In 1930, he responded to a letter from the Christian Science Board of Directors regarding tune names for his compositions to be published in the upcoming 1932 revision of the hymnal. In his response, he gave a glimpse into his earlier friendship with Eddy. At first, I had the supreme privilege of a personal acquaintance with Mrs. Eddy, including many private interviews. It was at her earnest request that I assumed the task and responsibility of compiling the original Christian Science hymnal, comprising the selection, arranging, and composing of all the tunes. Mrs. Eddy not only urged me to accept the position of organist at the Mother Church, which I was obliged to decline because of a previous contract, but she strongly advised me to remain in my musical profession and help Christian Science by influencing my pupils and friends, which I have constantly and consistently done from that day to this. I live in the recollections of her associations and teachings. In the same letter, Brackett suggested tune names for two of the five settings he composed for the 1932 hymnal. He offered four possible names for his setting of Feed My Sheep: Assurance, Confidence, Guidance, and Reliance. For Christ My Refuge, he wrote, "Instead of Eddy, the tune's original name, I would like Norton." Norton was the birth surname of his wife, Alma. His setting of Feed My Sheep was titled Guidance in the 1932 hymnal. He concluded, "Sincerely wishing you, the Board of Directors, and the Hymnal Committee, all of whom I hope to meet sometime, a happy and prosperous new year. I am cordially yours in Christian Science, Lyman Brackett." The close association that Eddy shared with Brackett occurred while she was still shepherding her fledgling church as its active pastor. This helps explain her direct concern with all aspects of its services, including the music, for which she found in him a sympathetic collaborator. For more material associated with this chapter, including footnotes, photos, and music recordings, explore the full chapter on MaryBakerEddyLibrary.org.